It's not easy being new, is it? New job, new school, new routine, new expectations, new opportunities to prove yourself, to grow, to be better. And so, if you're anything like me, you go into it with enthusiasm and excitement, with the expectations and opportunities in your eyes, endless possibilities. And then reality hits you. It's what you have imagined the new would be like. It's not that. Those things that the veterans make look simple, turns out they're not that simple. If you want to do those difficult tasks and make them look simple, well, it's going to take time and experience, trial and error, and maybe you'll get there. And maybe that's why we don't like to hear words about experience needed, the trial and error process. It's hard for everybody, but it's valuable. We do well to not let the excitement of novelty drown out the wisdom of longevity. It's not easy being new. Even for new pastors. I'll let you behind the curtain a little bit. New pastor comes into a new place and they see the new opportunities, the new expectations, the new thoughts and opinions from this way and that, new people to meet, new things to see, new tasks to do. And what you imagine in your mind, what your congregation is going to be like, you have a picture. And then reality hits you. Turns out you're not going to do everything well. Turns out your mere presence in a place is not going to take all the problems away. And it turns out that, you know, maybe you don't know everything. Maybe you have a long way to go. But there's also that weight of the ministry. On top of all that new, you have people asking you to take care of their souls when they don't even know you. You have fellow brothers in the ministry asking you to serve alongside of them even though they barely know you. And the hardest one of all is God Himself has called you to be here and He really knows you. And still He chose you. And still He asked you to carry out these tasks, to be His messengers in this place, in this time, yeah, even for new pastors. New opportunities to prove yourself, new opportunities to grow and be better. You go into that with that enthusiasm and excitement. But no matter how hard you try, you can't rush experience. You can't rush that time it takes to make the complicated simple. And you all know that's one of the pitfalls of new. Overcomplicating. I've done my fair share of overcomplicating already, and there's plenty more where that came from, so just you wait. But I'm grateful to say that there have been people with much more experience in the trial and error process that have spoken wise words that have landed in the midst of my swirling thoughts and emotions and really became a rock of wisdom. And one such piece of wisdom came from my grandfather, who too was in the public ministry, spent his time as a principal here, there, and everywhere, even a little bit in Waukegan, Illinois. And whenever I get to talk with him about ministry, what life's like, what my thoughts and my plans and my hopes are, he either lets me burn myself out or waits until I don't come up for air. And then he says, "Zach, don't forget KISS." And I can see some of the wisdom in his words already that I'm seeing smirks and smiles. Because you know where I'm going with this. If you don't know what KISS is, it's not just an encouragement for me to get married at some point in my ministry. It's an acronym. KISS. Keep it simple. Sorry. Stupid. Keep it simple. There's wisdom there. There's wisdom there because it's more than just a silly joke. Through trial and error and experience, he's seen how new and exciting and the energy and the stars in your eyes can lead to overcomplications that do more harm than good. Energy gets drained, morale starts to drop, the quality degrades. But the worst part about that overcomplicating is that you lose sight of the main thing. It's lost in everything else going on. It's all about keeping the main thing, not being distracted by those energy-draining or attention-grabbing things, even in ministry, that take away from what you've been called to do. So keep it simple. Stupid. Wise words from my grandfather, yeah, but he didn't come up with them, even though he might claim he did. It's handed down. Generation to generation, I bet Adam and Eve themselves were talking that way to their kids. Experience says, keep it simple. And these words, keep it simple, apply not to just general life activities, but especially today to the words of the Apostle Paul that we read from Romans, where he talks about not a new job or a new school or even a new ministry, but the salvation of souls. Keep it simple, because it's a topic that we have a tendency to overcomplicate. The salvation isn't a small thing. It's kind of the main thing, right? And all the implications and urgency and the fact that we are not only proclaimers of salvation, but we need salvation itself. No wonder we have all those thoughts and emotions and opinions flying around our heads, overcomplicating everything. For some, it might look like anxieties. Paul brought up a couple. Notice, who will be going to heaven? Who will go to hell? But then you didn't keep following the logic, right? Do I have enough faith to be going to heaven? Do I have what it takes to be the Christian that Jesus calls me to be? Am I qualified for this? What happens if I get asked difficult questions and I give bad answers? What happens if I panic and I give the wrong impression about Jesus? What happens if I'm the reason why someone's going to hell? Can I be that person? Anxieties. Or maybe instead of anxieties, that overcomplicating looks more like strategies rather than anxieties. Many are guilty, asking themselves, okay, how can we make this Jesus that has such salvation given to us more attractive? How can we make him interesting? How can we make people stay and not want to leave him behind? I know what we'll do. We'll get them invested by having them pray this prayer. Having them make their decision for Jesus, having them surrender their lives to him. We'll say that if your sin still lingers in your life and you're still wrestling with that frustration that won't go away, well then you're obviously not completely regenerated, and so we'll catch them and say, you need to recommit, be rebaptized, resurrender yourself to Jesus. And as you do that, you need to give more. Give more time, give more of your talents, give more of your treasures. You have to feel God's presence in your life. You need to feel the Spirit moving. You have to have that experience. And if you don't, who knows? Whether it's anxieties or strategies, keep it simple. Those rapid-fire words I just said to you were not hypotheticals or possibilities, they're real. I've heard each and every one of them. But what does Paul have for us? That same wisdom. What does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. That's it. That's it. No anxieties or strategies needed. Simple faith that trusts. That trusts what? That trusts that Jesus has already dealt with the complicated. So why do we need to recomplicate it? It was already a difficult enough thing to come down into this world and carry the weight of sin, to go all the way to the cross and fight the fight that we should have fought, to die in our place and end the war between good and evil, right, wrong, heaven, hell, to wash all our sins away. These things were the complicated things. But that's just it. They were the complicated things. But they're done. Completed. The salvation of souls is not a simple matter. But Jesus has made it simple. For there is nothing left to be done. And so since the work of Jesus, the complicated work of Jesus is already done, let's not take this call to simple childlike faith and complicate it again, convincing ourselves that our anxieties or our tactics are going to do more for this church, more for our lives than the simple reality, the simple promise of the gospel. For wisdom sees through that. Keep it simple. Don't do the energy-draining, morale-dropping, quality-degrading complexity that everyone sees is a huge investment of time but has no payout. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's it. Keep it simple. This is the message we've been given. The message that this incredibly impossible problem of sin has an incredibly simple solution. It's Jesus. It's only Jesus. And we don't need to have anxieties for questions Jesus has already answered. And we do not have to have strategies to answer problems that Jesus has already solved. For the Christian, keeping it simple is just what Paul talks about. It's being comfortable with looking at the difficulties in life and looking at the complexities of life, and there are plenty, and saying, God's got it. Jesus is in control. Nothing to worry about. We don't have to run here and there and everywhere trying to save it, trying to save it, trying to save it. No. The Lord won't let us down. This is the incredibly simple message that your Lord has entrusted to you, not only to hear and believe, but to share. But even the matter of sharing is a simple matter now. You see what Paul says? There's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. And so, friends, let's keep the main thing. And let's not let all those other distractions and complications drain us and take us away from the task that we've been sent to do. We have not been called to complete the work of salvation. We have not been called to give people a way to earn their salvation. We have not been called to give people a way to draw closer to God with their effort or their emotions or their thoughts and knowledge, none of that. We don't even have the ability to help someone become a believer. Even that is Jesus' job. Keep it simple. Simple message for everyone. But not only remember this message as you carry it out, thinking it's for them, but also as you carry this simple message, keep it simple for yourself. And hear God speak not only to them, but even to you. that God's not only got them, he has you. God not only has saved them, he saved you. God not only has a place for them, but he has a place for you. That's it? It's that simple? It's that simple. Amen.